You are going to listen to the second part of a lecture on the health benefits of meditation. Listen and answer the questions.
So, the benefits of simply meditating could be much more extensive than initially considered by much of the medical community. These health benefits need to be studied in larger numbers before anything conclusive can be claimed, such as that meditation can maintain our youth and heal our skin. However, there are also what I would call the knock-on effects of meditation. This is where meditation has more incidental effects on our health. Studies show that people who start meditating are often more predisposed to giving up smoking, if of course they smoke in the first place. This knock-on effect is of great interest in terms of improving overall public health in populations. In addition to this, and possibly inspired by the practice, many frequent meditators also start to change their relationship with food and begin eating more healthily. Now, both of these activities have definite health benefits. These kinds of changes in lifestyle undoubtedly come from the fact that meditation improves our psychological health, and this is the area where there is the most research. Psychologically, meditation can cause a person to become more energetic, more alert, happier, and less stressed. Now, stress and meditation is one area where many studies have been undertaken. There is actually quite clear evidence that an individual can see quite a marked change in their ability to deal with stressful situations with just 10 minutes a day of meditation. However, although it is undeniable that meditation is good for us, we shouldn't believe that it is a comprehensive cure. While meditation can be beneficial, it cannot and shouldn't be used in the place of medical intervention when mental or physical problems are marked within an individual. In fact, this might be considered the point where meditation might actually be harmful if it prevents an individual from seeking more traditional help. Perhaps meditation should be thought of as a complement rather than an answer. There are some newer studies which suggest that this may be the